From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The RSS, PAHO and disaster response teams prepare to fly into Antigua to clean up after Hurricane Luis. One Antiguan minister calls for immediate regional help.
Help. We need help. And we need help soonest. We need help like Thursday morning.
I'm Ken Richards and this is a special edition of BBC Caribbean Report. Plans to send a joint team of medical and disaster response personnel and members of the regional security system to help clear up the damage done by Hurricane Luis. So far, no reports of fatal injuries, although many reports of extensive damage to some buildings and roads. The regional team will fly from Barbados into Antigua on Wednesday afternoon and then into other affected areas. The team will consist of some 40 to 50 members from the RSS, the Pan American Health Organization, and the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Response Agency, CEDERA. We'll have reports from across the affected areas a little later in the program. But first, monitoring of the damage done by Hurricane Luis is being done from St. Lucia by ham radio operators and by the occasional phone contact when possible. I spoke to Bordenado Jean-Louis, who's in charge of the PAHO disaster project for the Eastern Caribbean, about plans to send a team into Antigua on Wednesday.
It's a regional response to any problem in the Caribbean area. This is organized under the umbrella of the regional security system and will be coordinated by the Barbados Defense Force. So the team will have people from CDRA, from the RSS, and from PAHO. We are planning, because this is depending on the reopening of Antigua Airport tomorrow afternoon, we hope. But there's a lot of conditionality on this.
Okay, what are the ham operators telling you in Antigua? What sort of damage is there?
Well, usual one, roof blowing everywhere, floodings, coastal damages, and this kind of thing. But we have no report about any casualty. So up to now, that is extremely difficult to move in Antigua. People are still blocked at home or in shelters. So we have not a real assessment of the situation. We tried to be in contact with the hospital. It was not possible. So we are still expecting more information.
How optimistic are you that your team will be able to get into Antigua tomorrow?
Well, the question is for Luis. If he agreed to move a bit faster, we will be sure to go. But at present time, he's not really moving, you know. It's reported to move at 9 miles per hour. But in fact, we have the impression that he's moving slower than this. So everything is depending of where it will be tomorrow and if Antigua have time to clean the airport.
So if and when you do get into Antigua, what are you hoping to do there?
Well, the team is in two parts. One part is rescue, and one part is assessment. And the team is not only for Antigua, because Antigua is not the only affected area. In fact, from here, we are going to spread to St. Kitts Nevis, Montserrat, and the Northern Island, St. Martin, because all this area is really affected now.
PAHO official Bordenado Jean-Louis, and I've just been joined on his mobile phone by Norman Thomas, the station manager of Antigua's ABS and press attaché to the Prime Minister's office. Norman, any idea how much damage has been done?
Well, good afternoon, Peter. We can't tell you exactly the figure, but we can tell you it's quite extensive, very, very extensive indeed.
When will officials be able to go out and assess the damage?
As early as tomorrow morning, providing we get rid of all this wind and rain we are experiencing right now.
There have been no reports of fatalities. What about injuries?
We haven't had any reports of fatalities as yet. We have been going around the country, at the Emergency Operations Center and the National Office of Disaster Services. They have gone out and put a dragnet right across Antigua just to find out what has actually happened, but we have not had any official reports of any fatalities.
What about injuries?
Just minor, really. We checked with the Holberton Hospital, and, you know, people have suffered minor injuries just boarding up their houses, pounding their fingers, one or two nail digs, but nothing serious.
The RSS and PAHO plan to travel to Antigua tomorrow. What will be the first job for them?
Well, they're going to have to review the situation and start working on helping us to rebuild this great country of ours.
How are Antiguans bearing up?
Well, I think they suffered a state of shock because, you know, for the last three or four generations, we haven't had a hurricane of this nature. We had Hugo back in 1989, but Hugo really did a number on Montserrat. But we had a full blow this time around, and so I think we went into a little state of shock, but they've now come out of it, and they're endeavoring to salvage all they could and begin to pick up the pieces.
Very quickly, what is being done to keep curious people off the streets?
Well, we have the police out there, and that they're warning people that the area is still dangerous. Like I told you a second ago, we're still having some wind and some rain, and we are warning them to just stay off the streets, and they've been complying.
Okay, Norman Thomas, live on a mobile phone in St. John's, Antigua. Thank you very much. And for a roundup of the damage done by Hurricane Lewis from Antigua to St. Martin, Caribbean Report asked our correspondents to describe the scene in the affected areas, beginning with Keith Stonegreaves in Montserrat.
Hurricane Lewis continued to batter the islands of the northeastern Leeward Islands. The powerful and dangerous hurricane appears to have inflicted